Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on the wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Dear wizard.
As excited as you all are to see us, I promise we're twice as excited to see these beers.
I forgot the paper Yahoo's backstage. Is that going to be a problem?
Oh, no!
Like,
so ruined.
Like Chilean miners emerging. Ah.
I'm your middle-aged brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby, Griffin McElroy.
Can I get a shout-out? Can I get some more from the Dog Pound? What's up, Dog Pound?
And I know we're thinking, oh no, we got shitty seats. You actually got great seats. We're not going to look at you the whole shit.
But every once in a while, if I indicate to you or acknowledge that you were there, I'm going to expect something back. A lot of love, as they say. Now, audience one.
Audience prime.
Audience prime, I want you to know, I'm going to say a lot of things to the Dog Pound tonight. You're still number one in my book. Don't forget about that. That Justin, you can't trust that guy. You and me, we got something special going on.
Power,
Dog Pound, you know I don't mean that. Dog Pound, are you there?
How are you? This is show number four for you.
Yeah, across the Rubicon. I'm halfway there. You know, it is so weird seeing what it would be like to have an actual job.
Yeah.
I've done something.
Yes, because doing comedy podcasts.
Yeah, sitting down and jerking off for 2 hours. Oh, man.
I can't imagine that jerking off for 2 hours would be really exhausting. You know,
unproductive.
Should we, I guess we should.
And like what we do with the show, like questions and stuff? Just like
I thought we might explain that we're going to take live questions probably. We're going to run out of stuff to talk about. So start thinking of things you might want to ask us up here on the.
Not about poopy.
Not about sleeping with your best friend's girlfriend. Not about
asking for gas money. Cover.
Otherwise, it's
fair game.
Have fun. Get crazy.
Get it right, because if not, you will be mocked. It will be bad. You will feel bad about yourself. You won't feel like, oh, those rippers. They were ripping me. No, you'll feel mocked.
And if you guys want any of the snacks on the table, feel free to just come up and grab them, because the last show brought us treats.
We can't complain we got beers, but somebody brought like a whole thing of cheer one from Florida that they shipped here, which is ridiculous. I know, it's the best beverage.
Okay, cool. You want to
start?
Jump in.
Begin.
All right, go. I just finished my associate's degree. It said there to hold for applause.
Are these people that are here?
Yes. This is Steve. I didn't say, is Steve here? Because I was afraid Steve's
what's up, Steve?
Sorry I made a fart sound about your degree. It's just master's or higher, and then I won't make
okay. And I'll be moving into an apartment closer to my new school this summer. The problem is, I don't have any life skills. I can't cook. I don't know how to iron clothes. And paying bills is a totally foreign concept to me. Basically, I need whatever wisdom you three have on being an adult. That's from Steve.
Steve, I want to know something, Steve. I want to know, I got a real question for you, okay? After you decided to sit in the front row, was there a moment when you remember like, oh man, I've got a question about I don't know shit about shit. I'm going to have to sit before a council of my elders and admit my failings 5 feet away.
Why isn't there like a website that's just like when you graduate college, you get a membership and it's like, here's how you pay a bill. Here's how you do another thing.
Because that's supposed to be everything leading up to that moment.
It's fucking not though. Like I learned all about like how to measure the volume of shapes or whatever. But like, They don't teach you how to, like, register to vote ever. Ever, not once. I learned, like, what voting does. I learned all about, like, what a bill is, but I don't know, like, how I participate in that conversation.
There was we had a life skills class where we had to, like, create a budget, learn how to fill out a check, which I thought was a lot of fun. We got to pick real estate from the book. We had a budget.
We went to the same fucking school, right?
We had a budget we had to live off of, and you had to pick real estate, and you had to, like, make a food, like, list of, like, things you're going to buy for your family.
Fruit roll-ups.
And everybody in my class was, like, picking real estate out of the book that cost, like, $200,000,
$300,000. These are some ballin' heists.
Yeah, they're ballin'. And even at my young age, maybe this is when I decided to deviate from the path. At my young age, I realized, you dumb motherfuckers, you don't really live there. I bought the Dandy Duplex, it was called, and it cost me $20,000 imaginary dollars. I didn't spend one goddamn day there because I was 11. I'm looking around at my fellow students like, oh, we're 11. You know they won't make you move into this fake house you buy with your imaginary money? Save it for the little Debbies that you're not going to buy with your imaginary money. But I did. I budgeted a lot of little Debbies. People made fun of me for it. I guess because I got a reputation because I brought those in my lunch every day. But
we got off-brand little Debbies.
Give it up for Star Crunches, everybody. I remember playing that game in high school, and what happened to me was I got approved for a loan for, like, the $200,000 house, and instead I got a $75,000 house and used the rest to buy imaginary bets because I thought it was just free money. And then the teacher explained to me that I'd have to pay that back, and I had to petition the class to let me return the 150 animals I bought. And as you can imagine, they were not forgiving.
You might have had it all wrong. You may not have had a revenue stream, but you had a zoo. You were one set.
Because I had 150 stray dogs to come, like, the worst fucking zoo
it
ever.
It sounds like we all sort of subscribe to the blank check school of economics. Yeah, what a bouncy castle. Like, you can do
I'm putting a water slide in my house.
Do you have any idea how much it costs to upkeep a bouncy castle?
No, I don't, but...
Steve, learn to cook 5 things. Because by the 5th day, you'll be ready to eat the first thing again. So anybody who knows how to cook more than 5 things is just showing off. I'm at the point in my life where Tuesday is tostada night. And I gain a lot of security from that. It's not as scary as I thought it would be when I was younger. You know, it gives me a lot of comfort.
At least there's tostadas.
At least I got something to look forward to.
We'll always have tostadas.
At least I got something to look forward to. I mean, yes.
One brief shining moment. It's black.
I just can't put up with it. The Tuesdays are coming. Sweet Tostada Tuesday.
If I can just hold out till Tostadas.
Now,
the light shines.
Not my beautiful wife. And
the light shines in my dark prison cell life for 15 minutes a day. But Tuesdays are coming.
I am getting a somewhat dirty look from Sawbones co-host Cindy McElroy. So I do want to acknowledge that, yes, I do understand you're 7 months pregnant. I am definitely looking forward to that in addition to Tostada Night.
Basically even, though. Baby, Tostada.
Baby, he goes back and forth. How can you ask him to choose?
You can actually learn to cook really easy by buying a slow cooker. You put anything.
Put a bunch of shit in it.
Just put a bunch of shit in it and then make rice. And put the shit from the pot onto the rice. Dinner is done. It's figured. That's how I make my tostadas. Listen to this. Listen, everybody, I'm going to let you in on a little tostada secret dog pound. You know what's up? You get chicken tenders.
Wait, hold on, so I need a pen.
I'll tell you after the show. Chicken tenders, put them in a slow cooker, cumin, oregano, salt, pepper, garlic, and then you dump a jar of salsa on top of it, on high for 2 hours in a slow cooker, you are gonna have tostadas.
So Steve, I hope that answers your question about how to make tostadas.
I mean, you don't have to make tostadas, right? You don't have to make that one. Perfect. We did great. Good job. 10 out of 10.
Are there so what else do they need help with? Cooking's covered. Cooking's covered.
How to iron. Take a hot thing and smooth it out.
But don't do it wrong or else it'll fuck it up forever.
You just gotta keep moving. Ruined.
Steve, life hack, don't iron anything. Hang it up in the shower, turn the shower on full blast, close the bathroom door. 20 minutes later, everything's steam cleaned.
Doesn't actually work.
You know what's up? You can also just throw it in the dryer with a damp washcloth. It does the same thing.
So put it, you forgot to empty the dryer, so now everything's wrinkled. No, it's not. Put a wet towel in there for 10 minutes. Oops, it's all fixed. This has been Steam's Life Hacks. I'm Steve. Because I saw this great podcast, they turned my life around, and now I'm hacking your life because they helped me so much pay it forward.
Are you doing okay, by the way? In the last record sesh, I revealed to Justin how the movie Pay It Forward is, and he said he was going to be sad for the rest of the day, and I was worried about his podcast performance.
I was until this little guy showed up.
You maybe forget that alien told
me. No to audience at home, I was indicating a beer.
We were just going to edit that in.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You guys want to hear it? This alien, play it cool,
all right? You're coming on a little strong.
I know what's going to happen as soon as I ask this Yahoo answer. I just pray that we will move forward quickly. Send it back to the rest of the show. Sent in by an Emerald member and level 9 Yahoo Shaman Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew Davenport. It is asked by Yahoo Answers user Roro, who asks, does anyone here find Edward Snowden super hot? You want to go out one door and back up?
Did someone ask for me?
I just want to say, wouldn't it have been mind-blowing if Edward Snowden had walked around the corner of time to the net?
That's what he sounds like. He was actually on our show. He's taking asylum in Justin's
office. But I am Edward Snowden.
Oh, you're right.
I heard I had a secret admirer. Don't tell. I want to contact him for Yahoo Answers.
The guy was...
Never mind, I already know who they are.
What?
I found the secrets in the internet.
I found the secrets in the internet.
Sorry, I had a frog in my throat.
I love that Edward Snowden and Amelie were introduced to the world. We had like one episode of each other, and now they fused into this.
They're very different. I haven't heard you, Snowden.
Sure.
Copyright.
Sorry, that's my bad.
The guy looks more like a Hollywood actor than a CIA agent. I don't even care what he does or say. I just want to tie him up and do many things to it.
That's not an okay thing to say about anyone.
Personally,
I just want to tie him up and do stuff to him.
You want to tie me up? You will fail. Well, the U.S. government has failed. No one can tie Schnorr. Secret way to untie every knot!
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
They can untie me?
Does Snowden know all secrets?
I know all secrets. Ask me anything.
Tell me about the secret McDonald's video.
That is in the previous episode. Continuity!
That's the continuity for people at home.
Nobody in the theater that we're performing for right now. Personally, how do you rate his looks from 0 to 10? 0 seems super fucking harsh to apply to any. That's like you don't have anybody at all.
When I look at your face, it's just a gray mass. It's just a blob.
Like a 7. Strong 7.
So harsh.
Snowden, Jonas. In the right light. 7.5. A few cocktails. Snowden keeps you real. He's not an egomaniac.
You're doing all right over there. Wherever you are, they say it's Russia, but that's a false flag.
That's a false flag. I'm doing fine. I would like to meet a special someone.
You keep him busy.
to let them meet the secret Snowden inside the secret.
Jesus Christ.
It must be really hard to, like, I don't know, like...
Go on.
It must be hard to, like, find someone that will, like, let you in, because once they let you in, you'll hack fucking everything about it.
Did you see that movie, Little Red Hoodie? It was about Snowden.
Not really.
Are you a vampire?
Are you a young vampire girl?
I am a vampire of secrets.
Right now, there's a person in the audience who's looking at the person next to them.
What the fuck?
They have never listened.
Why did you bring me to this, Jeff?
What is this, Jeff? First the thing about the corpse dissection, and now this guy. What is this guy even doing? I've seen that cat on television. That's not how he sounds. I really have to pee. I can't. Do that.
No, not during the show.
Okay, all right. You gotta use this.
So, I hope.
Next question.
Hope we helped.
I'm a professional writer.
Wait. Did we cover it? We covered it. It's covered.
Covered is Snowden hot? Yeah, I think we covered
it. All right.
I'm a professional writer. And over the years, I've, for the most part, developed a healthy attitude in regards to reviews and criticism. But last November.
Oh, no.
A comic miniseries I wrote got a scathing review. From a Mr. Clint McElroy. And it haunts me still.
Why would we put this in the show?
How do I deal with criticism from your dad? And that's from Chris Hastings. Chris, are you here?
Hi, Chris.
Travis gives the hugs
his post-like dad. Listen, Chris, if you figure out how to deal with criticism from my dad, I hope you will let me.
If you can get our dad off your
job
for like a cent. Dad's not here yet, right?
He's coming
late.
En route. En route, as they say.
He was texting a lot of pictures of himself driving, so we'll see if he has. You know, who the fuck is he?
What's he done with his life that's so great? I mean, us.
God, that's a toughie, because, like, normally we could just be like, fuck that guy. Or, like, whatever. But, like,
live your life.
He's our dad.
He's our dad. Like, maybe you should just listen to him. Maybe
your shit was weak.
Maybe it was like weak.
No, weak, but maybe it had elements that could be polished, toned down, like a bumps on a chair.
Like a bumpy chair.
Was your comic like a bumpy chair?
Maybe you should just listen to our dad, whatever he said. Maybe how a lot of great points now. This is a man who thought Man from U.N.C.L.E. was a really sweet show. So.
You know what you could do? You could criticize his comic books that he made. And really turn the tables on.
If you can find the comic adaptation of Free Jack,
he fucking ghost wrote that. You can't say that.
Oh shit!
Also, the comic of Universal Soldier. If you find the comic adaptation of Universal Soldier, that's
that also ghost wrote.
That was a Clint McElroy joint.
We gotta fucking edit it. This is
unusual.
No, none of you can tell. If this gets back to
sworn to secrets,
we're fucked.
What else? What else can't we tell them about?
Well, he made Green Hornet Dark Tomorrow, which was the alternate universe Green Hornet, where Green Hornet was of Asian descent and Kato was white. And he had
that was the only
thing. That was like how he flipped
the
script?
No, that was just one of the things that was in the thing.
And he did one about vampire hunters?
Blood is the Harvest.
There it is, Blood is the Harvest.
I guarantee you there's some weak shit in Blood in the
Harvest. The title of it is Blood is the Harvest.
Yeah, start there.
That was not his title. It was about two vampire bounty hunters named Deep and Wide, and I'm pretty sure he was gonna go with that.
Fuck you guys, it's a pretty good comic book.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Now, where's your comic book? Not you, Chris, but the rest of them. Where's your comics? Dipshits. Talk about my dad, I'll flip on this whole goddamn room, I don't care. Get real confrontational here, real exciting. Real excited. He's gonna be like, there's Lenny Bruce shit in here.
I am trying to.
You guys seem angry at me. Is that Bill Hicks? No, it's me. Because it's all to my dad.
I'm trying to remember if dad's ever, like, genuinely criticized us for shit before.
Nah, dad's problem is always he's too supportive.
So he would say, like, yeah, he'd be acting.
You're great at football. Like, we're fucking super not great at football. I guarantee you. Try to stick with wrestling. It's going to take off. Didn't ever really.
Justin, you good enough at acting that you should spend your college career majoring in acting?
What's 4 years?
This is the craziest thing, because you say that. I remember in high school, Dad saying, it's too bad you gave up on wrestling, because now with your build now, you'd be so good. And for half of a second, I would go, hey, man. And I'd go, oh, no, wait, right. I wrestled 2 years and never won a single match.
Didn't
like, so maybe it's just a no.
Didn't you wrestle like a sickly boy?
I beat a kid with the flu once. But I count that as a tie.
Really? Did you get the flu afterwards?
No, I didn't, so I guess I win.
Bitch.
Next question.
How about Yahoo?
Please.
Which one of these are we gonna...
That one. Nope, that one.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Yeah, right. Do it.
So I'm sitting by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray?
Who wants to know?
Fucking yeah!
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Awesome.
Dog Power, I didn't know if you guys did it or not. I wasn't looking. You did it? Okay. Perfect.
This Yahoo Night was sent in by... Or it was asked by Jane 2000, who asked me. Min.
Oh, God.
Min, have you ever fist bumped a girl as an excuse to touch her? Awesome, great.
Cool life you have.
You can't hug, yet it's too much, and shaking hands is too formal. So fist bump it. Is it an excuse to touch a girl? We're the worst. We're the fucking worst.
Dude, just dudes?
Dudes.
Here's the thing, though. There
dude,
has to
dude, be... Are there any dudes in here today?
No, they're all quiet. Like, no, I didn't know it.
This seems like a trap. Good instinct, dudes.
There has to be at least one dude, though, that has, like, hey, if it's my baby, watch
my
baby.
Never watch his
baby. It's everything I dreamed it would be. Her knuckles are so soft.
Give me a petri dish.
Fuck, this is just the worst. Like, I don't have anything to say about this except it's the worst, and I'm sorry. Like, I...
Oh, wait, hold on.
I mean, somebody answers, and it's all the time. It gets my heart pounding, I tell you. Y'all who answers, take action against this user immediately. Where are the moderators to swoop in like Batman? No, too creepy. You're done. Get out. You've been bounced from Yahoo. If you get bounced from Yahoo answers for being too creepy, you need to, like, move into the woods or something. Don't do that.
Fellas. How do you sleep in that?
Touching is so overrated, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather just yell at a girl from a car.
If you have to say...
I'm just trying to make a connection.
If you ever have to say the words in sequence and excuse to touch someone, you fucked up somewhere along the way.
Yeah, somewhere went haywire.
Because they'll know.
Oh, no, you can tell from a fist bump of somebody that wants to touch you. It will creep you out through your fist. And I guarantee you, any woman who has ever had that trick pulled on her has had this expression on her face. To be fair, I feel like that's how anyone should react when someone goes, fist bump?
Yeah.
You want to punch my hand?
Because it's not 1971 anymore.
I feel like any fist bump or high five, I actually extend this to high five, where you have to say what is going to happen.
Engage with me in this?
Hey, no. Let me have this with you.
No, it's got to be a like you will know when it's time to high five, and both people will know. They will understand that, like, oh, a high five is coming. This situation calls for it. If you say it out loud, you are forcing it. No question.
But it could be a courtesy thing, because what if you go for a five and they go for a bump? And then you do, like,
you smack them in the face.
Fucking, like,
high five. Oh, God.
No. And you punch me in the stomach. That was the worst.
We're not friends anymore. But I did get to touch you. You got to give me that.
Because the other side of that is, anyone ever fist bumped and the girl went, now I'm in love with this boy?
Oh, no. I felt that magic spark.
Oh,
sorry to interrupt you live, Justin. Travis.
Great spoofs, us.
We are nailing it. We are, this is so funny. Actually, this is the, what was this, the second one?
Yeah, this was the weakest one.
No, I thought the next one's weakest.
You all got some dog shit to look forward to, though. No, I'm just kidding. They were all decent. Thank you all for coming to those New York shows, and thank you to everybody who came out to the LA Live show. Yes. We're going to be parsing these out a little bit because we got travel plans and we don't want to go.
Baby's coming.
We don't want to go a week without an episode, so we're spacing these out. We'll probably have another regular episode next week. Sorry about the audio quality on this one. I know it's not ideal, but we did our best.
The LA Live show should be good, though.
Should be so nice.
Let's get
paid, maybe?
Let's get paid at the Money Zone. I know you've probably tried Hulu on your computer, sitting at your desk while the boss is looking over your shoulder, but it doesn't have to be a secret thing.
Why would the boss be looking... If the boss was looking over your shoulder at you watching Hulu, he would be very upset.
The boss is looking over your shoulder because he missed South Park.
Okay. Sounds like a pretty cool boss.
Yeah, he is a cool boss, but you don't have to just do that. There's something more than that. And you can take your relationship to a deeper, more serene level with Hulu Plus. That's like Hulu, but it makes Hulu look like dog shit.
Whoa,
come on. It's much better than Hulu, and you can watch an insane amount of television. Parks and Recreation's on there. Here's one. Fox canceled my hit TV series, I Want to Marry Harry.
You son of a bitch. How could you watch this?
They canceled my hit TV series, but Hulu's like, give us your poor, give us your tired, give us your hungry. We'll put that whole series up online. No problemo.
There's like a billion seasons of Survivor and Amazing Race we've been digging through. They just added Top Chef, too.
Apparently. Nice. Off a day to binge.
Yep.
Get in there. Watch it all for $8 a month. Anytime, anywhere. iPad, Roku, Xbox, whatever.
Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
There are over 9,000 Vegeta programs on Hulu. I don't know if that's actually
Gohan.
You're just saying things.
Super Saiyan Gohan.
I mentioned $8 a month. That's actually not for you. You're too special for that. You are going to get a 2-week free test run.
Piccolo.
If you go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother, we're going to get you 2 weeks of access completely free. So you can try it out, watch a bunch of shows, and then realize that your life has been missing it this entire time. So HuluPlus.com/mybrother. That's HuluPlus.com/mybrother. Man, that was a great ad, Griffin. And we're going to have a lot of fucking sweet money coming in from that. And frankly, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, they're going to pay us a lot of extra money because of how fucking sweet a job we did with all those tight TBC references. I have an idea, though. I think we should go to Simple because Simple is apparently the best bank ever. It's the way banking should be. They took banking and they said, this thing's fundamentally fucked. Let's do it. Start over. Start from scratch. Imagine, if you will, a checking account with no minimum balance, no monthly fee, no average overdraft charge,
and no fucking checks.
55,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can deposit checks with a photo, and you can spend without it being stressful and terrible. Money can be fun again. Fun money.
Thank God. Money is back.
Money is back in a big way for 2014.
People kind of got done with money for a while, but money is back. Simple lets you save automatically, so you can tell it, like, I have a goal, and it will help you reach that goal because it cares about you, and it wants you to be happy. So,
just like Gohan helped Goku reach his goal of becoming the ultimate Super Saiyan warrior.
Okay. Simple.com. You know, it was nice. I'm a Simple customer myself. I signed up. And I sent a message to them because I had a question, and they just responded in the app. It was, like, not even a big deal.
Weird.
They just chatted right back with me. It's super nice. They can pay your bills, and it's FDIC insured, so it's, like, a real bank.
It's, like, a real bank. They're not just going to take your money and, like, you know, put it in their butts and then fly to Cuba or something.
The thing's so popular, there's a wait list right now, but we can help you get past it.
How can we do that?
Simple.com/mybrother. That's simple.com/mybrother. Go there.
Go get your banking right. Wait till you get your money right with Simple. So that's the new thing I've been working on for them. My jingles are back also in a big way, just like money.
Hey, Jacqueline. Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline.
You. Yes, you, Jacqueline. Got a message for you from Brendan, who says, hey, Jacqueline, you sure did graduate, didn't you? By the time this reaches you, we'll be living in a sweet new house. I'm so stupid lucky to be able to come home to you all the time. So much love. It's from Brendan. I think that's nice.
Yeah, usually we think it's something funny to say here, but that just sounds like a nice situation you have going on over there.
Jacqueline, you're nailing it.
Jacqueline's doing really good. She's got a sweet, I don't know the nature of the relationship, but I'm just going to say lover. Got a sweet lover in Brennan. Got a new diploma. Got a new house. I bet it's a real big, like, maybe like 2,600 square foot ranch style house in like Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, that sounds like a white picket fence.
White picket
somewhere
fence.
That's green. Got another message for Will.
Congratulations, Jacqueline.
Yes,
go ahead.
So proud.
Start
got
over.
A message from Will Lil Spoon Barley.
Love it.
That's Will Lil Spoon Barley from Jeff and Jesse. Presumably they're the big spoons. Congratulations.
One of them has to be the biggest spoon,
right? One of them is
right?
The largest. This is the tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the soup spoon. Congratulations to Dr. William Lil Spoon Barley on receiving his PhD. Will channeled the power of his favorite warrior cat, Bramble Pelt, to finish his dissertation. Thanks to the Brothers McElroy for helping Will become a fake doctor. Starting this fall, he will be a professor at the University of Illinois, so might provide some future farm wisdom.
I have so many questions about his whole scene. Did he get like a PhD in agriculture?
Yeah, I think maybe there was a missing bit of information there that would inform that, because I don't know why being a professor in Illinois would inherently make you more likely to come up with farm wisdom.
I think if you're in the agriculture business and your last name is Barley, that's a pretty fucking good start.
Yeah, you're like halfway there.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jack Carrot.
My name is Dr. Jack Carrot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jack Lettuce, and I'm here to teach you about how to get sweet vegetables from the ground.
The top gains. I'm going to blow out your lettuce with sweet gains.
I'm also the creator of Farmville.
So. Congratulations, William. And thank you for listening to our program. And now we're going to head back to Live Us and Travis, back when he was alive. Miss him.
Miss you, sweet boy.
I need a fucking palate cleanser is what I need.
Does anyone in the audience have a question?
I saw that hand go
up super fast.
Yeah, come on down.
Do you remember the criteria? Have we explicitly outlined the criteria?
No. Yes, you understand the fucking dangerous game you're playing right now.
Every time you call someone up, it is the scariest.
It's the most dangerous game.
Okay.
Like, it will get savage.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how's it going? We will savage you if you fuck this up. So. No pressure.
Now, don't be shy. Get up close to the mic.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I should get up
close. Okay, too close.
So, my roommate and I just moved into a new place.
Okay.
And we found the last person's checkbook.
Oh! This is excellent. You've done well.
You've come to the right place.
How much do I take?
Oh, my God.
The easiest
way to get about to them. Is there information on the checkbook I can use to locate this person?
Here's the thing. You're going to need to write
$1 million. All right. I didn't get your name.
Sam.
Sam. Okay, so you're going to blank check it, right?
Yeah.
Blank,
yeah, right.
Blank check.
But let me throw this out. Just write $1 bajillion.
Here's what you do. Write $1 bajillion. Get another friend. Sit on their shoulders. Put a trench coat.
For fraud.
Oh. I would like to turn this into this mini, please.
Hello, I'm a grown up, and I would like to exchange this.
I'll deposit half.
Yes, my name? Herschel? Grown up. It's me?
Can you ransom the checkbook off? That's the thing. Don't write any checks because that's illegal, but ransom is.
You can sell them to a. You can't. You're not a bad person. You're not gonna write a bad check, but you could sell them to a worse person.
like the tits? $30, please.
You could also just make the checkout for a non, like, money denomination, but try to cash this person's check for, like, one hug. And then the video goes viral. I know how this ends.
This man asked for a hug with a check. You won't believe what happened next.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it. He did not get it. He was arrested.
The woman said, that's not how checks work. You're just looking for an excuse to touch me. Nice try.
I turned you down for a fist bump, but now there.
Why do you think...
Let's go less answer, more intervention.
Okay.
Don't commit this crime.
Sam, no. Sam, everything is working for you right now. You got a new roommate, new place to live. You can't jeopardize your future like this. Let me throw this out. Take these checks. Make a framed, like, kind of collage.
Ruin.
Of their just account numbers. And when friends come over, like, yeah, you won. All yours. You can use whatever you want. Take the account information.
You're saying you give these checks out like party
checks. Yeah, you just hand them out, let them tear one off. As they leave, I'm like, here's a check, go to town.
Oh, so rather than being the victim of identity theft, you want them to be caught in some sort of insane psychosexual web where just like hundreds of strangers have access to their checking account. That'll be more palatable.
Yeah.
Thing. How do I monetize that, though?
Now, that's a fucking fine question.
It's not even think about it as a paper chase. Something, life is so much bigger than forged checks. There's so much more out there for you than that. You could go through, if they balance their book, you could look at all the purchases they made and then go out in the world and make all those purchases in one day in their life.
And just tally Mr. Ripley that.
Yeah. Well, no, don't fucking murder them. That's worse than fraud.
Well, in a way.
Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Yahoo?
Yeah.
Or do
sure.
We have more questions? You got any
questions?
I think you. I feel like
you got.
You got
a hot question right here. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, well, this is favoritism. Is what this is.
All right. Well, hey, how's it going?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Hello, you're Brent.
My name's Brent.
Hi, Brent.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Well, I have a little bit of problem in the.
Somebody in the audience is angry. Brent.
They sound like they're saying "aw."
Oh, that guy. I get it.
All right. Small problem,
okay. You know the criteria. You know.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I got a small problem and a big problem. Small problem, I could really use a Pepsi Max.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's the first problem we've ever solved!
Yeah! Big problem, I have a magically cute dog. Now let me explain.
Okay.
This dog needs exercise. He's 5 months old. He needs to expend the energy so he's not aggressive around the house. He's magically cute. I can't make it one block without the foot traffic of New York City stopping to make a comment and make me feel obligated to not keep walking because he's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
What do I do? How do I make either myself or my dog more standoffish or more unapproachable?
For yourself, so you're doing it.
Thank you. Appreciate
Come
that.
On. No, we're pals. It's fine.
You are going to have to ugly your dog up. Can you buy the dog Uggs? Because I think that would just go
like mini Uggs?
Like mini
Uggs. You understand that Ugg doesn't stand for ugly, right? Like, women don't wear Uggs to be like, I need to ugly myself up so bros will stop trying to fist bump.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Uggs? I got to go to the bathroom.
Holy shit, it's actually happening. All right.
Brent, you want to hop in here?
No way.
Yeah.
Brent's subbing in.
You can advise yourself.
Oh my god. All right,
read the author.
This is my friend. Okay, we've done like a bunch of live shows.
This is fucked.
And I had a thought of like, what if I have to pee in the middle of a live show?
You gotta make sure Brent's there. Yeah.
Jesus.
Alright.
Okay, pressure's on.
Whew.
Got pack it. Your bags, move away.
What, we're not just gonna keep doing yours?
Alright.
No.
I don't care.
His question was boring.
Yeah. I just wanted the Pepsi Max.
But the Yahoo answer, this is kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Totally.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's asked by Jacob Locker. What are you going to do when Justin gets back? Are you just going to
sigh and walk away?
Yeah. Thank you, Jacob Locker. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Jen. She has 1%. According to this Yahoo's metric.
Are you sad for someone on Yahoo? Oh, poor
she Jen. Has negative 47 points this week.
It's a bad week for
she
Jen.
She should find a different social media platform.
Fuck, he's already back. This has been a pleasure, you guys. See you later.
Fastest bladder in the West, what?
Do you want to talk about it, or do you want
to... Not much to say, my man.
So, just to catch you up, we're doing a Yahoo Answer. This one was sent in by Jacob Locker. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Jim. And then we made some jokes about, like, she's not very good at Yahoo Answers. And then everybody laughed. It was a really great moment.
Oh my god, is this like that bit in that thing you do? Where it's like, oh, it's really looking with this new guy.
We did, but we have it special.
You already did that thing you do bit?
Jim asked, what if my fiance gets an erection during our ceremony? I am 35 and my fiance is 38.
Wait, hold on, stop. I'm gonna stop you right there. Why do their ages come into play in this question? Before we go on, I want to talk about erections and our ages.
I thought at like 35, you're just...
Just erection out.
33. I'm 35, my fiance is 38. Our wedding is set for October. Okay, here's the issue. I love that. Here's some groundwork. All right, now let's go.
Yeah.
Boner issue. He gets erections very easily. I am not complaining, all right? I can't believe you have such a low Yahoo score. This is a very titillating question.
Is there no wink? No winky face?
No, there's not. But I have to admit, it feels like I am dating a teenage boy sometimes. Even if he just holds my hand, he will often sport a noticeable erection. And it can be a little...
So she's checking.
It's unavoidable. It can be a little awkward, not to mention when he walks around the house, naked, sporting what... Okay, that last part was fucking unnecessary. It was like, didn't cut that out for you guys. I am just wondering how to handle this at the wedding and reception. He is nervous, too. Any tips? I am just worried. When he gets... It can take a long time for it to go down. I am sure people will snicker and take pictures. Which are gonna...
Hell, a nice boner, Jerry!
Click, click!
Nice boner! Click, 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 click!
You hurt everyone!
Everyone,
oh,
look at Jerry's
boner! Idiot!
Meanwhile, what you see is boner! Jerry, you idiot!
All I can think is, like, it sounds like this is a pretty defining characteristic for this.
Yeah!
Do you think anyone at the wedding is going to be surprised?
Meanwhile, I was like, oh, yeah, it's his boner, yeah.
Yeah, we all know.
It's boner soupy.
When are you going to get out? Darling, I'm going to be honest. The ceremony wasn't perfect, but it felt like you. If he didn't get a boner, it would be like, whose wedding is
it? It was your story.
It was your story. Your story was that you look beautiful. And Jerry has
a notice vessel rocking the hardest dong.
His dong was hard, that's your truth.
I thought it was so fun, and you put a second cummerbund around her to maintain it. But it doesn't matter, it didn't stop that.
It's raging
hard surface of a boner. It just ripped right through that cummerbund. Yep. And then you yell, the beast is loose.
Your hair looked perfect.
Your hair looked perfect.
The vows and the boner also, I didn't want to mention again,
we all had a great time. Listen.
Listen.
You are going to kiss, assumedly, at the end of the ceremony, there's a smooch, and if, like, touching hands, if fist bumping your wife is enough to kick in the bones of, like, a smooch?
Wait, hold on. There's a bigger problem here that this man needs to live his life like the boy in the bubble. Like, any physical contact, then he's midnight. You know what I mean? Like... Maybe he just needs to live at home and
I'm just happy he's getting married, because it takes a very certain kind of person to look at a guy like that and say, that's the one.
Yes, forever.
That's my fantastic.
Well, she's not complaining.
Listen, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Or the super just awesome boner. Yeah, that'd be rough, man.
Why don't we have any questions about horses?
Weird, right?
It is weird. Does anyone here own a horse? I want to talk about
it. That'd be the best. Who here has touched?
Like, own a horse in town? Has anyone here touched a horse?
Okay. Well, but
dog pound? Dog pound? You ever touch a horse?
new segment, my brother, me. What do horses feel like?
There's a good...
Okay,
a good,
are you ready? I've been saving this one. I live in New York City, obviously. And walk anywhere
from... Because nobody would come from out of the city to see this show? Is that what it is?
Who came from an hour away?
Oh, this is fun.
Raise your hand. Hour
this is
away.
A fun Bible camp.
Okay, who came from 2 hours away?
I think in New York everything
is
2 hours.
Oh, everything is 2 hours
away.
Yeah.
3 hours?
3 hours?
Yeah.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Four?
No, four. Just everyone.
3.5. Whoa. Five. Anybody 5? So 4 is
a
couple.
Fun game. How long can we make this game?
You don't get it. Anyone 6 hours.
You don't
get
anything.
Stop the game. Okay, find me after the show. I'll give you one item from my wallet. So I live in New York City and walk anywhere from 20 minutes to 2 hours a day thanks to my commute. Errands in the city, etc. No matter what kind of shoes I'm wearing, socks or tights, I always seem to end up with bits of city grit in my shoes, annoying me until I can find a discreet moment to clean them out. The worst is when I get stuck in a situation where it's not socially acceptable for hours on end to escape and rectify the situation. It happens most often with my dress shoes, so I'm frequently stuck in a work meeting or at a fancy event with bits of debris making me nuts with every step. Does this happen to everyone? Is New York City just extra grimy? Am I just bad at wearing shoes? What can I do? Help. And that's from Barefoot in Brooklyn. Are you here?
Shit, are you okay?
Do you have shit in your shoes right now? Is that why you almost fell down?
Come dump your shoe grit on our table and let us examine
this.
We'll find the origin point for each.
All right, now not you, but everybody else who lives in New York, please raise your hand if this is an issue. Okay.
No, clap. People at home can't hear hands raised. Okay.
There were approximately 18 hands.
So this is the thing. You have come to the wrong place. I don't know, it the only thing we worry about getting on our shoes in West Virginia is like four-leaf clovers or friendly smiles. I mean, it's a very different world.
I feel
a meth.
Like
a meth. Some meth. Some light meth.
A
soul of meth.
I feel like in New York, they could build on every other street corner like a foot washing station, and then those would work for that express purpose for maybe 4 minutes. And then they themselves would be so covered in grit and small rocks that you would be unable to use them for foot cleansing.
This is great, because I love an opportunity to come to a city and then talk shit about
y'all
it.
Got dirty ass feet. I love it. Big Apple Dreams, Broadway Dreams.
And gross ass feet.
Your feet.
Feet.
No, what are you doing? You wear boots, and still, just by the end of the day, it's like a small gravel playground in there.
In your shoes.
In your shoes. Don't have anything else to say about
that. No, sorry about that. No, I'm really sorry. Move? I mean,
what's your walking? Do you do a lot of foot scoops with your walking gait?
What
do
about
you do a lot of, like...
What's your gait? Can you come down for a second?
This is creepy in a way that's
come on
down.
Come down and walk in front of us.
Yeah, come walk so we can.
Yes, come down here. Yes, this is excellent.
Oh, I've seen enough. You're scooping stair debris.
Okay.
So just start over here and kind of walk. I'm gonna see if I can figure out the problem.
With those fucking we have to explain to everybody at home that she is wearing like 3 foot tall shoes. There's no way. Is the grit like throwing grappling hooks up your shoes?
We must reach.
Yeah.
Okay, they're open? Okay, so let me see. I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know. But I will say this, a confident gait.
I do like a confident gait.
Very
thank
confident.
You, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Mysteries?
Between these two, this one or this one, what are you more into?
I can't see.
I would say the first one.
This
one? Yes, just because...
How about this one? It was sent by Ira Ray. Do you want to do it again?
No.
Okay, just don't worry.
Are you Ira Ray?
That is so... Are we getting royalties from that dude? Not Ira Ray, but the person who wrote the original song who nobody can remember the name of.
James Ray? No, what's his name? Somebody knows. Jimmy Ray. All right.
Oh, yeah, right there on the tin.
It is in the song.
This young dude's mystery is asked by somebody who's
fucking account was deleted. God, I'm so sorry, everybody. They asked, trampoline sex? With like 12 question marks. These people are fast to know. Is it safe to have sex on a trampoline? I have a friend who's tried it.
Can I just say real quick, this person in the front row just shook their head really like, no. No, sir.
Absolutely not. That's fine, but I want to make sure I really don't want any embarrassing injuries. That's a good point, like, because if somebody gets up there and is like, ha, popcorn, and like, trust me, like, no.
That's probably thrust too hard. Your partner bounces up 12 feet.
Yeah. Not to mention, like, oh, can we all talk about, like, clap if you've been on a trampoline in the past year. Awesome lives you guys are living. The fabric of trampolines is the worst. When you like, when you bounce and you like accidentally do a knee bounce and you come up and your knees don't, it's just bone. Like, can you imagine trying to like fucking...
Well, people die on trampolines normally. Like that's without the introduction of bits.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about bit-related injuries. There's so many springs. I think
you get a bit caught in one of I got a finger caught in one of those.
Kill me!
I was like
kill
for
me.
A week. I was like, no, this is the worst. If I got a bit in that spring,
I want to be dead.
I would start like a lobbyist group to get trampolines banned from life.
I used to be a confident young man getting boners all the time.
The plot of Superman 7 is that he gathers up all the trampolines and he throws them into the sun.
You're welcome, Chris. Sorry about your ruined bit.
I feel like if you're having sex on a trampoline, there is a chance that you can get a rhythm going and be like, wow, this guy is great. There's a chance you can bounce at inopportune moments and break it up. Don't pound those off talk about it.
What? They fucked on a trampoline this morning.
You know how a dog pound does?
I need myself in the face on a trampoline once in a while.
I can understand why you wouldn't want to introduce extra
solo. Bits. This was a solo mission.
He was just masturbating on a trampoline.
We used to play a game where you like stand in a circle on the outside of the trampoline, like on the outside rim, and then you put a tennis ball in, and it would bounce, and you'd have to like dodge the tennis ball. Can you somehow have sex while doing that?
So I guess my question is, why you do that? How you guys doing?
You guys alright?
I forgot y'all was here. What else we got? We got anything else? It's time to wrap it up.
Well, yeah. We can do one more. Do you want to do one more audience question?
Yes, super
yes,
quick.
Yeah.
Who's got a super quick question?
Who's got a quick one? Yes or no?
Anybody? Don't pound. Come on,
don't pound.
First off, this president tells us what horses feel like.
Wait, what's that?
Well, you touch the horse?
Feel like you said you touched one.
So smooth.
All right, grab a seat there. What's your name?
I would say Ghost-like.
Your name is Ghost-like. Okay, what's your name?
Pete,
welcome, Pete. How can we help?
I was wondering if I could get a picture of all your Triforce tattoos.
Travis is gonna take his shirt off, but otherwise,
that's what
which I am at. Totally open to.
Can we do that? Can we do that after the show?
Or can we do it during the show? Let's take a vote.
No. Oh, nobody has. No.
After. I mean, I can just pull a boob out. You were voting for after.
Okay.
Pete, did you have a query we could help you with, though?
Or was it just the tattoo?
Just the tattoo.
Other than that, your life is going great.
That's the biggest problem.
You're at 99.9% if only you could see my boob. And get a picture with it important.
Could I flip it on?
What?
Is you going to flip it?
Yeah. Gonna flip
is
it
going to be sadder about people about sex in your home? Okay.
No, I already... got my trampolines.
Okay, all right,
perfect. Learned a new skill today.
All right, maybe just towards Justin.
Perfect.
If you have a question for me,
okay.
I have 3 kids. So I was just wondering if you had any questions.
Oh to shit, Pete, that's a good question.
Is there anything that you would like to know?
Give me the number one piece of parenting advice that I can then steal, reappropriate, because my brother and my brother meet brand, and put on a t-shirt and steal.
He's looking, so to be clear.
I want one piece of parenting advice, and be like,
five
yes.
words that is just like applicable
Yeah.
Now? Yeah. Sex, I know it's, we're talking about babies, but sexy maybe?
Number one piece of parenting advice, Pete, give me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, Pete, you walked out and sat in the chair. You sat in the chair, Pete. Now you do your time. Parenting advice, Pete. Give it to me. Don't even think about it. You're overthinking.
They're not my problem. I'm theirs.
Yes.
Pete, fucking nail it, dog pound, nice.
Dog pound! What are you talking about now? He wants...
How are those beers?
They're so good.
And then he reveals himself!
He was the beer with him all along!
Pete's the hero of the show! Pete saved it! Pete saved the show!
Valuable.
Pete. No question. Okay, folks, we are done. I want to get a final question from Griffin, but first I want to thank the People's Improv Theater.
Thank you guys so much. It's been so fun.
Thank you all. You all count with us. Thank you, New York, for coming to our show.
Thanks, New York.
Yeah, on your way out, make sure to stop by. We got a bunch of new merch. Specifically for this show, so make sure you check it out.
Designed by Justin Russo, it's the fucking
wonderful,
so sweet.
Awesome patches, these button packs.
The patch says Fraternal Order of Brothers, which is actually really funny. And Travis came up with it.
Thank you. I was very proud of it. There's amongst all these buttons, there's some real big winners. But one is a picture of Griffin's face with "I ate all the potato chips" under it. It's like the fucking best thing.
I hate Sad Libs button, so make sure to pick that one.
And my heart Sad Libs button.
Travis almost busted one out, but we were having trouble coming up with how to start the show. He said, oh, no Sad Libs.
I was going to do a freestyle Sad Libs where I just like started a sentence then
he lied. Years. He basically just lied and just like came up with his own words.
There's also an I hate you Ron button. You can wear it on the front.
The buttons are awesome. We brought you that bumper stickers out there. My other ghost is a horse.
Yeah.
My other horse is a ghost. It's one of those. But we've also got these awesome tote bags.
Pack your bags and away tote bags.
And our posters are out there. If nothing else, stop by and grab one of these postcards. It's got a coupon code on the back that'll give you 20% off if you buy the merch.
And I think you can only get these here. So
yeah, only here.
Make sure
so we'll give you a discount.
Don't tweet that code.
We will also be out there after the show to like meet and greet and sign things, so make sure you buy shit.
For 45 seconds.
Just keep all I want to ask is just keep it coming, people. I want to see all of you. That's all I
want. I want to thank John Laundrie and the Long Lantern for using my name. I got some part of the output of the debate. I almost made it. I got to the last word. Why am I just fondling this banana? Fondling this banana for like 5 minutes.
I want to say thank you to Sawbones for opening for us.
Sawbones, Jesus. Their second live show ever.
I think those kids are going somewhere. Thank you to MaximumFun.org for giving us a home. Thank you. Make sure you listen to all the other shows on there. Thank you. Get into the theater. Thank you to you all. That's everybody. Griffin, last question I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, it was sent in by Meredith. And thank you, Meredith. It's by Yahoo Answers user. My throat is so sore. I can't believe I did this another fucking time.
Rude idiot.
Mr. Gusty asks, does the movie Air Bud paint an unrealistic picture of even the most athletic dog's potential basketball?